Most people, ladies and gentlemen, are stoppable. Most people, all you have to do is tell them no. All you have to do is make it inconvenient for them. All you have to do is throw some issues and challenges their way. And they give up. They throw in the towel. They surrender.
See, those people don't realize that it goes with the territory. That when you want to grow, when you want to achieve, when you want to experience more, all hell will break loose. Everything that can happen will happen.
It's one thing to believe when you've got money in your pocket. It's one thing to believe when your marriage is working out and you've got your health. It's easy to believe then. But it's another thing when you get that diagnosis that says you're not going to be around much longer. When you lose your job, when someone you thought you'd be with for the rest of your life says, no, we can't do this anymore. That's when you have to dig deep. That's when you got to find something within you that won't be denied.
There is something about you. There is a power within you that regardless of what happens to you, you can stand up inside of yourself and declare, I am going to do it.
You got to get to the point in your life where you say, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore. No, there's got to be more for me. You got to draw the line. You got to say enough is enough, and I'm not going to let anything stop me.
Don't go through life feeling like you're powerless. Victims are people that are powerless. You're not powerless. You're not a victim. You are powerful. In the chaos is an opportunity. If you can learn to harness the pain you're going through, you can rise to the challenge and refuse to allow the chaos around you to determine the conqueror within you.
Resisting the toe to go down and standing fiercely in spite of the opposition and saying, I'm going to do it anyway, but you don't know what's happened to me. It doesn't fucking matter what has happened to you. The only thing that really matters is what are you gonna do about it?
I can become upset, nervous, tense about it, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay, I'm gonna make it happen. You can allow it to destroy you, or you can allow it to build you up. You have the power to do that.
Things are gonna happen to you, and the most important thing to do is to harness your will and let it go and move so you can grow, so you can get on with your life. Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want because you expect to get it.
Courageously hold on to your dream and don't lose enthusiasm. You gotta be out of your mind to believe in spite of these numbers, you can still make it. You gotta be crazy. Yes, you must be crazy. The crazy people are the only ones who change the world and do the impossible. You gotta believe in your heart of hearts that in spite of the pain you're feeling, you can still come back again. It doesn't matter how many times I fail. I'm gonna courageously pursue it. I don't care what people say. I don't care what they think. This is something that I want that gives my life meaning and value.
You've gotta learn how not to give up and how not to give in. And you gotta understand that greatness is within you and you gotta pull it out. When life's putting the pressure on you, you have to learn to bolt every escape hatch closed in your mind and don't allow yourself a way out. You gotta find a way or make a way.
It's okay to cry, it's okay to go home, it's okay to take a break, but quitting should never be an option. The weakness is in your mind. Out to worry you to death, out to stress you to death, out to break you down, out to make you quit, out to make you think that you can't get up, out to make you give up on your dream.
The war takes place in your own head. It's not in your savings account. It's not in your job. The fight that you've got to fight is in your mind. And if you can get it out of your head, you can get it out of your job. You can get it out of your finances. You can get all the self-pitying and victimizing thoughts out of your entire life.
If you don't like where you're at, don't worry about it. This is just a chapter. Don't like how you feel right now? It's okay. It's just a chapter. Why are you up all night, stressed, worried, and weeping over one chapter in your life?
This isn't the end of your story. The last chapter of your life hasn't been written yet. You still have more to go. You can still turn things around.
And it doesn't matter what happened yesterday or the day before. What matters is, what are you doing right now to make your life better? What steps are you taking right now to improve yourself and your situation? We can't control what has happened, but we can control what we do now. You have full control over yourself and your ability to work on yourself and get better at whatever you're doing.
The difficulties you're facing right now aren't there to stop you from living your dream. They're there to push you onto another level. They will help make you into the person you want to be. Don't run away from the hardship like most people do. Step toward it, face it head on, and be willing to wrestle with it to get what you want.
This world is always going to give you scars, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. Many people try to hide their scars. No, you should wear those scars as a badge of honor. They show what you've overcame, what you've faced and beaten, because only the toughest people make it through to the other side where success is. And you are tough. You are cut from a different cloth.
And you got to see yourself capable and worthy of living a life of greatness, a life of peace. Say to yourself, I'm going to do it. I'm coming out of this. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know what I'm going to have to go through. I don't know what I'm going to lose along the way. But I am going to make it through this.
I've been broke, busted, and disgusted. But I still believe that I am coming out of this mess. No matter what it takes, I'm going to do it.
Success is a very lonely road. There are very few people who are willing to go through the pain, the hardship, the sacrifices, the agony of the process in order to succeed.
It's these moments when you feel the urge to quit. You feel the urge to say to yourself, it can't be done. I don't think I can make it. I don't think I have what it takes.
This is the point where everything's gonna go south on you and you're gonna think this is it for you. This is how I end. This is the end of my journey. Now you have a choice. You can accept that or you can decide I will not be denied. This will not be it for my life.
At some point or another, you gotta make a stand. If you're gonna change, if you're gonna improve your life, if you're gonna improve your situation, you gotta make a declaration that I will not be stopped. I'm gonna do whatever it takes. And one way or another, I will win.
Instead of backing down, instead of giving into the struggle, you push yourself forward into the unknown. You have got to proactively prepare to catch yourself. When you find yourself getting negative with people that you have allowed to push your buttons, when you find yourself becoming negative about what's happening to you and the circumstances that you're involved in, you reinforce your mind with positivity, telling yourself everything is okay. I'm gonna get through this. This is not the end. This is only the beginning for me.
It's crucial to always be on the lookout for those moments when external factors threaten to sway our inner balance.
You've got to be your own biggest supporter. Stop letting outsiders get in your head. You got to pump yourself up. Remind yourself of all the shit you've been through before. And these things you're facing now, they're nothing. This isn't your first dogfight, and it won't be your last.
Everybody hits that wall at one moment or another. That wall shocks most people. That wall knocks the life out of most people. That wall is painful. But the thing that separates the average people and the people who win is how they respond to that wall.
Most people choose to give in. They can't handle the sting of being hit, so they fold. But there are some rare individuals who decide, I will not give up. I will not give in. And I will succeed. I will not allow the pain to beat me.
These are the people who know there is no gain without pain. There is no testimony without a trial. It is meant to be hard. That rough process is necessary in order to produce the great things in your life.
You have not seen the best days of your life yet. The greatest is still yet to come. And you must keep pushing yourself to move forward even when it hurts. Even when your legs want to give out and you're crying yourself to sleep at night and everything is fighting against you, you must keep fighting.
When it feels like the entire world is against you, I need you to reinforce your self-belief and muster yourself up, telling yourself in the mirror, you can do this. You can handle this. This challenge isn't bigger than you. You can get through this.
And when you get through this, you're gonna be bigger. You're gonna be better. You're gonna be bolder because you fought your way through it. It's only here to make you stronger.
But you have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you expect bad things to happen, that's what's going to happen. But if you expect the best, that's exactly the direction you'll head.
Your belief is what dictates the direction you steer your life. So you have to be consciously aware of the thoughts going on in your mind, focusing only on allowing positive, productive ideas to be dwelled on in your head.
This is how winners are made. They don't allow the idea of losing to sink into their brain. They reject any thought of failure, of loss, of decline. They focus only on making improvement. They focus only on the strategies and opportunities to make their lives and other people's lives better.
No guts, no glory. You've got to be willing to face rejection and no again and again and again. Willing to face defeat again and again and again. And every time life knocks you down, you jump up and say, no matter what it takes, I will win.
It takes guts. You gotta dig down deep and gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again until you make it happen. Because you know that it's possible.
Your self-belief must outweigh others' disbelief. Your belief must be so strong that you block out the noise of everyone around you. And all you hear is your internal dialogue telling you, I can do this. I will do this. I must do this. And no matter what it takes, with every fiber of my being, I am going to win.
If you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it. You can be it. You can do it.
You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably.
Take that leap of faith. Trust yourself and believe. And know within yourself that everything is going to be all right. If you've got that drive, that inner fire, then there's nothing stopping you. You can have whatever you set your mind to. Be what you dream to be. Do what you've always wanted. It all starts with you, your motivation, your discipline. Harness that and the world is yours. Keep dreaming. Keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream because that's where true success is.
The people that are running after their dream, they know they're gonna have hard times, but they keep on running. Because they're saying within themselves, I am the one, and I will win.
We all want to be a beast, but do you know what a beast is? A beast is someone who can go through hell and be grateful that their legs are working. A beast is someone who's lost everything, but is grateful for the opportunity to get everything back and get even more. A beast is someone who can hit rock bottom and can say, Roger that. I'm gonna harness this. It is only up from here. I'm gonna come back even stronger.